My Quaker journey began when I was at university. I relished starting university. The freedom, the independence, the space to be myself. I wasn't particularly looking for a faith community or a spiritual path, but enjoyed the discussion around religion. I didn't feel any connection with my own Anglican background and struggled with the language, the rules, and what I saw as the hypocrisy of it. But Quakers somehow seemed different. I found a community with a real sense of purpose. These were radical, committed people rooted in their worship and active in the world. The relationships I built there were really important, and still are. I found a community where I was cherished, valued and loved. The Quakers I knew were involved in a whole range of issues. Economic justice was a big part of our life as a community. With other Quakers, I got involved in supporting a local homeless shelter. It was an eye-opening experience. But being rooted in the Quaker community and in Quaker worship gave me the strength and inspiration I needed. For Quakers, the spiritual isn't just about worship. It's about how you live your life, every single day. In some ways, my Quaker journey has been about reconciling my Christian heritage, learning a new language and a new way to live. Quakers talk about being spirit-led, and I find this really helpful. It's about being guided by something within, and yet beyond at the same time. And it's about being guided together too. The act of worship is important to me. My first experience of sitting in the silence was phenomenally powerful. Its power and its meaning are beyond words. It was both profound and intoxicating. It's not that I'm good with silence, anything but. Yet for me, the experience of worship was like a fire, and the fire hasn't gone out.